We are live at the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio with Stickman's Microtonal Power Trio, Neil Haverstick, Anthony Giannotti, Thomas Blomster, and you guys sound
And we won't killer. Tell you what happened in the middle of that tune, but we...
What happened in the middle of that tune?
Lots of stuff.
Okay.
Right. Good fun stuff.
Right on. Anyway, let me just do some business stuff real quick here.
Alrighty.
Programming on KUVO KBJZ is made possible by listener members of the Den and by the Denver Public Library, presenting Summer Reading June through August and Latino Awards in September. Information at Denver Library, denverlibrary.com. It's actually Denver Library. Consider turning your car into jazz, or tuning it into jazz with our vehicle donation program. Call 1-855-980-JAZZ and pick up the vehicle, and all the paperwork is done for you, so you don't have to worry about it, and you can get that gremlin out of the driveway. So thanks for coming down, guys, and if you're just tuning in, it's live. This is what we are going to do sometimes. We're going to have some live music in here. You guys are the first, and I thank you so much for coming down.
Well, we're glad you had us, Andy. You're the guy.
I'm glad to be had. So tell us, you got one coming up, and I see names like Charlie, Ozzy, and Jimmy. What's going on there?
Yeah, I've got a piece I wrote years ago called Spider, and I
know this song.
Yeah. And I've got a lot of different versions of it, and this one is from my Stickman album from 2005, and there's four movements. We left one of the movements out, and, you know, I just kind of named them after the way they felt. So Charlie's is Charlie Christian.
All right.
And we know who Ozzy is, and, of course.
So Ozzy Newsome of the Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
Okay.
And then Jimmy, of course, is for Jimi Hendrix. And the other movement was Jelly, which is actually for Jelly Roll Martin, believe it or not.
All right.
So one's a little tough to pull off live at my age, so we'll save that for later.
You know, he was probably the first microtonal musician.
Probably was.
You know, it was. Anyway, listen, I want to mention also, you're highly lauded. You are like one of the 100 best guitar players, according to Guitar Player magazine.
That's true.
That was an interesting article. It was. Yeah. It was actually. I'm. It was 101 forgotten greats and unsung heroes.
Yeah.
And I think I must have been an unsung hero.
Well, you're one of them anyway. And 4 stars from Downbeat for the latest one.
Yeah, my last one came out in 2011, Hide and Seek, and yeah, it got 4 stars, and it was a CD of the year. And
how do people get your music? On CD and stuff.
You know, I have a website, microstick.net.
Okay.
And just Google my name. A bunch of stuff comes up. I'm easy to get a hold of.
All right.
And it's out there.
And or else call me in the station and stuff, and I'll give you
call
all
Andy.
I'll give you all the stuff. And, you know, you also played on the first two Coyote Poets of the Universe
albums.
First three.
Oh,
my bad.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't really alive for the third one.
Hey, we're getting old, guys. Come on now.
That's a tough one there. So what's next, the Spider song?
Yeah, Spider. This is, I'm gonna play the melody. This is based off what we call a serial row. For you classical aficionados, Arnold Schoenberg, about 1920, invented a style of music called this serial writing. And what you do is you play all the notes in the chromatic scale as a melody before you repeat any of them. So I messed around with that, and here's, let's see if I can pull this off. So here's the 19-tone melody of Spider. Let's see. And I counted them up one day, and it was only 18 notes. I'm not sure where the last one went. Yeah, we had a little discussion. Remember that, Tom?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's an 18-tone, 19-tone serial row.
Well.
Why not?
Take it away, guys.
Take it away. So this is Spider, and it's dedicated to all the spiders everywhere.
Stickman's Microtonal Power Trio. Okay.